even before the declaration of the results and after, and it has continued to engage the security agencies at the highest level to show the personnel that will conduct the mission, that's the members of the NYSC and its own staff, and also how it is going to secure the materials. The commission has been assured by the security agencies that they will make sure that they come out in a manner that will secure the elections, especially the ad hoc staff will be used. And once they have finished conducting the elections, the members will now come and escort them back to their residences. The idea is to give them the confidence that the commission is going out of its way to protect them and make sure elections also take place in a peaceful and orderly atmosphere.
What about the ordinary Nigerian in some of these areas that are known as hotspots where the violence erupted? How will the security agencies, in coordination with the electoral officials, ensure a peaceful environment for the vote?
Yes, after that violence, calm has been returning to most of these areas where violence took place. And the citizens have been encouraged to be more vigilant, and community leaders have also appealed to members of the various states to comport themselves in a peaceful manner. Religious leaders have gone out of their way to speak. Political leaders, the president has addressed the nation about twice, suing for peace. The presidential candidate of the Congress for Progressive Change, General Buhari, has also distanced himself, but the commission is not resting on its powers. Now, that means that there will be more surveillance, there will be more patrols.
Do you think that every part of the country is peaceful enough for the gubernatorial election to proceed on Tuesday?
Yes, we are confident based on our engagement with the security agencies at the highest level. And based on the security reports that they have been collecting on a daily basis, that the governorship elections can take place in almost all the states except Bauchi and Kaduna states, where they are not sure that we will be able to conduct the election on the 26th. So we have postponed the election in those two states by another 2 days so that we now have a cooling down process. And so that by that time, the security agencies would have firmed up their acts. And also so that after conducting the elections in the other states, now security agencies can concentrate on these outstanding 2 states. And we can move our own personnel from other states to those 2 states and conduct the elections in a manner that is transparent, peaceful, and orderly.